With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A change in the death count in one North Carolina county.
An official says the North Carolina county that's home to Asheville overcounted deaths caused by Helene by as much as 30. That's according to a statement by the sheriff's office and data from the state. Buncombe County officials, who previously reported 72 dead, are now deferring to the state's tally of 42 deaths. In dropping the death toll, one official cited factors ranging from updated causes of death to communication challenges after the storm that knocked out cell service and electricity in multiple mountain counties. Statewide officials say a total of 96 people died from Helene's aftermath. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says support among the Latino community has been growing steadily.
And they produce for the country because the level of genius, entrepreneurship, energy that they have, it's an incredible community. And I like them and they liked me. And now they're seeing numbers that are shocking.
Mr. Trump held a roundtable with Latino men in a Miami suburb. A federal rule banning fake online reviews is now in effect.
The Federal Trade Commission issued the final rule in August banning the sale or purchase of online reviews. It allows the agency to seek civil penalties against knowing violators. The rule bans reviews and testimonials attributed to people who don't exist or are generated by artificial intelligence. It also bans businesses from creating or selling reviews or testimonials.
Jeremy House reporting. Fans will get an inside look at this year's historic World Series thanks to Apple TV+. The streamer will produce a three-part documentary on the matchup between New York and Los Angeles. This is SRN News. A unique Bible for kids.
Lifeway Christian Resources has released a special version of the scriptures designed to help youngsters with dyslexia. The CSB Grace Bible for Kids uses a special typeface that makes it easier for those who suffer with dyslexia to read. Lifeway President Ben Mandrell tells the Christian Post, quote, "Dyslexia shouldn't keep kids from reading the Bible. We want to help young readers interact and connect with God in a personal way through His Word." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge orders Florida's Surgeon General to stop making threats against TV stations over a pro-abortion ad that they've been running. A group campaigning for a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution sued earlier this month over letters officials in the state's health department sent to TV stations. The letters claim the ads contain dangerous and false information about state law, and the department could initiate criminal charges. This is SRN News. Police officers arrest a teenager in connection with the deaths of five people found fatally shot inside a home southeast of Seattle.
Authorities say several 911 callers reported the shooting in Fall City, Washington. Deputy Mike Mellis with the King County Sheriff's Office says officers acted swiftly when they got to the scene.
When deputies got here, they discovered sort of a chaotic scene. But what they did when they entered the property is they immediately took one teenage male, into custody.
That audio was courtesy of KOMO. He says deputies also found the bodies of five people and that the shooting appeared to involve members of a family. The official says another teen was found injured and taken to a Seattle hospital. I'm Haya Panjwani.
FBI is investigating a U.S. intelligence leak on Israel's plans for a retaliatory strike on Iran. The agency is working with the Defense Department on it. More details at SRNnews.com.